Don't forget to follow the podcast in the podcasting platform where you get to listen to the podcast, the likes of Spotify and Apple Podcast. Don't forget to follow, rate us, like us, recommend to a family or a friend. That helps the podcast to reach out to a new audience and to be discovered by new listeners. So if you like listening to the podcast, share some love to the podcast. You can also put a face to the voice that you get to listen to in the podcast by following us at Just Figuring It Out Podcast. The link will be on the description box. Come, let's figure out life together. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Just Figuring It Out Podcast. It's your host, Nadel Kavochi. Welcome back to yet another episode. Happy new month, guys. Happy new month. Happy new month. I don't recall saying happy new month in the other one. Okay, anyway. Happy new month. I'm so excited about the month of May and what May has. I hope you guys are keeping safe for the floods. I mean, the floods have been crazy. The amount of damage that I've seen it done is just on another level. And I hope you guys are keeping safe and you guys are good. And you should be careful, you know. If there's a place you see, especially the areas that are now like a red flag, not a red flag per se, but there are those red zones where floods are tremendous, you guys should just be careful too and just take care of your life, because at this rate it's just becoming risky. So far so good, I'm doing good. I just woke up with a sore throat, so it's like I'm going to catch a cold. But anyway, because I'm feeling my throat is really sour. This is the self-help segment, a segment where we get to better ourselves and just work on ourselves. So on this particular episode, I rant a poll on Instagram and I give you guys option. And majority of the people got to choose this particular topic. So this is episode 116, how to become a better human. I remember when I was running this particular poll, my friend texted me and I was just talking and we had a great conversation that really opened my eyes and made me, you know, like to this particular episode with a different view. So as we were having that conversation, my friend was telling me the way what does it, like in true sense, what does it mean to be a better human being? What are those things that get to categorize us as better human being? And we're just having that conversation and we're saying there's some things, there's some societal standards that have become so unrealistic, that doesn't make sense. Like, where we're getting our principles, where we're getting our law and just gauging everything. So as we're having that conversation, it made me look at the other side of what it truly means to become a better human being. And where do we get these characteristics? Where do we get these standards of being a good human being? And it was just this week on Tuesday, on Tuesdays are the days where I get to share quotes. And there's this particular quote that I shared in the Instagram page that says, "Can you remember who you were before the world told you who should be?" So basically this just, you know, relays on the
societal standards on what to do and how to behave generally as a human being. And just looking on this, I remember there's a day me and Chiro, we're having a conversation with one of our classmates. This particular person was saying something. He was kind of advising us, me and Chiro. And he was like, hey, you guys, you know, I should not say the content. I shouldn't say the content of the advice. But he was just like advising us. And we're like, we threw the question back to him and we're like, okay, if this was your sister, would you have said the same thing? And the person was like, no way, with my sister, I will guard her and, you know, do everything. And from that day, me and Shiro, we made a conclusion in life that as long as you're happy, do you. And don't get to make decisions because person X said this is how you should do it, this is the route you should take. I've just finished reading What I Wish I Knew When I Was 20 with Tina Selling. I will not butchering the name. I can't wait to do a review on that book on the May shenanigans. So that book is this particular place, this particular quote that Tina says, there's no right decision. Yeah. Okay, I'm getting into details instead of just going straight into the episode. So I'll talk more about that. I'll talk more about that quote that you were saying, there's no right decision. There's no right decision in the sense that I can decide taking coffee in the morning is my thing. Then there's someone who's like, hey, that's a lot of caffeine you're inducing on your body, you know, yeah, such kind of things. So first and foremost, as usual, I got to define what a good person, what a better person means. So this is someone who cares for himself or herself and for others around him or her, making life better for everyone. Okay, so first things foremost, okay, I'm an advocate of self-care, self-love, and all that stuff. So first things first, you see the first statement, this is the definition from Google, as usual, from my words, is someone who cares for himself or herself. To be able to pour onto others, you need to have something in your cup for you to pour out, you know. In order for you to share, you need to have that little thing to be able to share with the rest, with the world, with whatever you have. So that is why every day, any day, I get to advocate for self-love and self-care so that you can be able to pour onto others what you already have. So on today's particular episode, we'll just be surrounding that definition. Yes. So, yeah, the following are ways of how to become a better person. And I tried as much as possible to, like, ensure that whatever ways I'm going to give does not conform to, you know, societal standards. Societal standards in the sense that some of them are not realistic, you know, some of them are those ambiguous thing. I tried my level best with these choices. So first thing on how to become a better human is to smile and say hi to people. In short, just be approachable and warm. So there's this place that I'm currently working. And I tell you guys, people there are, majority of the people there are very, 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 very warm. in the sense that when you get to meet anyone on the corridors, even when anyone comes in the office, like, it's a regular thing to say, morning, hi, how's your morning, with a smile on your face. There's something that, you know, saying hi and smiling to a person in the morning makes a difference, because I've also worked in a place where, like, people are just minding their business. Somebody has come to work. They've come to work to work. They're not here to chit-chat or just, you know, try to have a warm environment or anything close to that. That environment was so hostile. I saw Pepe on that environment.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even warm. It's also even just hard to work in such an environment. So as I was saying, there's the way when everyone in your surrounding is warm, you're just like, oh my God, I love this place. I don't know if you guys get me. So be approachable and warm. You never know what saying hi to a person or what smiling to a person can do to their day. You know, maybe somebody had an extremely terrible day, but you just lighting up their day with a smile, with a hi, how are you, can be an extremely tremendous thing. So the second thing on how to become a better human is to understand that pain and joy are both parts of life. So again, as I was having this particular conversation with my friend, shout out to that person, because I'm just literally picking your brain today. We got to talk and we got to agree and understand on, not truths per se, but the guide that is to guide us on a day-to-day basis, now that we don't agree or we don't support societal standards, right? So we got to agree the Bible is a good and fair judge of character and everything in life, right? So even as I'm speaking, I know, even minus being a Christian, I mean, the Bible has everything, literally everything. And I think I'll talk about this when we'll be having the money conversations. I'd like to bring about what the Bible says about money in one of those conversations. It's just crazy, guys. And again, I'm a huge fan of Union Church, and I just love how that particular aspect of money was broken down. I mean, deesh. So I was saying, point two, understanding that pain and joy are both parts of life, in the sense that you understand that today I can be happy, it's okay. Tomorrow something can happen and I'm still in pain, but the fact that I am sad or I'm still in pain does not take away the fact that, you know, I can be a good human being. There's this particular verse that I love, and in my journey as a Christian, I remember I struggled so much with experiencing bad things, because, I mean, I was a Christian and I'm like, I, God, I'm a child of God, but things cannot happen to me, you know, I'm a child of the most, of the highly favored, nothing bad is supposed to happen to me. But there's this particular verse that is Romans 8:28 that says, and in all things God works for the goodness of all that love him. That particular verse, there's that part I'd love you to underline: in all things. Meaning, when you're sad, when you're happy, when you're crying, when you're grumpy, when you're just going through the most, in all things, God is working for the goodness of those who love him. To mean that it is part of life. It is part of life to undergo through pain, to undergo through sadness, anger. What I'm trying to say is that that pain does not take away the fact that you are a good person and you can do all these other things. On to the third point is the art of practicing gratitude. If you're not new here, you know how much I love saying journaling and the act of practicing gratitude. Actually got this from Lonzi Katabaki, one of the ladies of over 25. I miss those girls. I miss those women. I mean, they had such an amazing show. So she had this gratitude jar where every day she'll write something that she's grateful for and put it in the jar. And I keep on saying this from time to time. You don't have to do the exact same thing. You just have to modify. Just have to modify and work with what works best for you. So for me, I took that gratitude, that practice of the gratitude jar to my journal, where every week I get to write something that I'm grateful for. And it's such an amazing practice. It's a practice that enables me to see the small things around me that has happened, that majority of the time we'll miss out on them because you're waiting on the big things. A good example, we are safe, the floods have not carried us. We don't know what it means to remove water from our houses because of the flood that, you know, has even eroded people's houses. That is one thing we ought to be grateful for. But because of the societal standards, because of comparison in life, you're like, hey, I haven't gotten that job. Hey, I haven't gotten that money. I have nothing in life to be grateful for. But you get to forget that even the fact that you're breathing, even the fact that you don't know what the door to the hospital looks like, it's something to be extremely grateful about. So that is point number three. Practice gratitude. It can be by word of mouth, it can be by writing it. Anyway, whatever works, as long as it works for you, you should go for that. The fourth thing on how to become a better person is to be kind. Be kind to everyone in your surrounding. And I remember I think I was talking in church. I was talking about generosity, being kind. I think the moment people get to hear be kind, people get to think of what monetary value can I offer to people. That is kindness. But no, there are a lot of things you can do that does not involve that does not involve money. For instance, being kind can be as little as texting your friend and telling her, how are you? How are you doing? Take heart in this particular situation. Things will be fine. Being kind can just be listening to your friend grunting when he or she is having a bad day. And you're just like, don't worry, better days are coming, you know. Being kind can come even with the smallest thing, like even with a smile on your face, can change a whole world, you know. And what I like saying, if you have the ability to change the world, even with a smile, you know, you can decide that I just want to be saying hi to people, just smiling for people early in the morning. You don't know what kind of impact that will have on their side. So guys, be kind, be kind. The fifth on how to become a better person is to eliminate negativity from your life. Again, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know I'm an ambassador of positivity, and I can see the impact or what being positive can do to a person, and I definitely advocate for positivity any day, because I mean, life is too short to always have negative views. Yeah, this is coming from a former pessimistic person. So you should just eliminate negativity in your life and try to live the best life possible. I got this particular quote from, is it Morgan Housel? Housel. I'm butchering his name. He's the author of Psychology of Money. He said that if you're waiting for a certain money to be happy, you shall never be happy, because what comes with money is like more responsibility and a new taste, new everything. But if that is what we're waiting for, like if our happiness is tied to money, we shall never be happy. Because at the end of the day, we know how money behaves. Money is there today, it's not there tomorrow. So when it's not there tomorrow, are you going to be sulking? Are you going to be grumpy because, sijapata hiyo pesa leo? You won't. The sixth thing is, do not compare your life with other. Comparison is the killer of time. I think I talked about this. And in this era of social media, it's extremely hard to get to detach from comparison. Because, I mean, I can easily compare. I can just open my phone, go into Instagram, look at, hey, how is person X doing? Oh, person X is living her life, having the best time of her life, you know? Another thing with social media, no one will ever put their struggles in there. People just put finished products. And to make even matters worse, people even just... people can even buy, or they can even sell happiness. I remember having this conversation on Sunday as I met with my friends, and she was telling us she works at a particular iPhone store, and she was telling us the way sometimes even celebrity just go to their shop, they get like an empty box, and the celebrity can even unbox an iPhone that is already in use, you know. And she's like, hi, I bought this phone. Ni, 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 ni. And she's just unboxed it. There's no, like, there's nothing she has bought. But you, on the other side, you're giving yourself pressure because Nani has bought an iPhone 15 Pro Max. Nani has bought an iPhone 13 Pro Max. And that is not the case, actually. So yeah, comparison is the killer of joy. Comparison is the killer of joy. And the last thing is, forgive yourself and forgive others. I think in this podcast I've talked enough about forgiveness, and there's no need of overemphasizing on forgiveness. And again, I'll tell you guys, forgiveness is a gift that you gift yourself forgiveness is for you. It's not for that person who wronged you. Because at the end of the day, you're the one who's carrying the burden of, and you shouldn't have done that. This, you know, should have gone a different way, a different trajectory. You're the one who's paying from that night. Not the person who wronged you. So, guys, I'll just give you like a rough any of these points as we close off on today's topic. So, how to become a better person? 1, smile and say hi to people. 2, understanding that pain and joy are both parts of life. 3, practice gratitude. 4, be kind. 5, eliminate negativity from your life. 6, do not compare your life to others. Comparison is the killer of joy. 7, forgive yourself and forgive others. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. See you on the next one.